Don't look under the internet.
Sick.
Don't
you
look under the internet.
You sound like Duke Nukem.
I came here to kick chew ass and chew bubblegum, and I'm all out of bubblegum.
I'm here to chew ass, dick kick 'em.
Dick kick 'em. Yeah, that's the funniest fucking video.
I love dick kick 'em.
The guy, I love it because the guy can't even like say it with a straight face.
I'm here to chew ass. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Don't Look Under the Internet.
Welcome.
An internet horror podcast featuring Moot.
Hi.
Doug.
Hey.
Not Jason, because fuck him.
Fuck him.
Also, me.
Fuck Jason.
Dick kick him. I'm here to chew your ass. Doug, I have something for you.
Oh, my Lord. What in the
Would you like a mint? Would you like a mint?
I don't like where this is going.
Open the mints.
You know, I was wondering why.
They're not mints.
I was wondering why the jar was empty on the table, and that makes sense now.
They're not mints. They're teeth. You're an idiot. Look, I got you.
Look at my gross fucking tooth.
I have Doug's tooth. I don't know if we mentioned that in the last episode.
Yeah.
But Doug gave me his tooth from his root canal, and it still has a bit of Doug flesh.
No, it's from a long time ago. It's when I got a wisdom tooth removed.
Bet. Well, I have a little bit of Doug flesh.
Do you have the other tooth? Or did it just get disintegrated?
Canal. The root canal, when you get a root canal, they just take the tooth and they drill it away and then they remove the root from the tooth. So your tooth is still there.
Okay.
And then they make a little like Lego peg for another tooth to sit on top of when they're done.
You're telling me they make a canal in your tooth.
You're telling me
your
tooth?
Yeah, Suarez canal.
Suarez canal.
You're telling me a tooth fried this rice?
You telling me a shrimp root canaled me?
Root this canal.
And you fed a whole shipping barge in there?
Yes, now I can.
Okay.
Thankfully,
on the tip of a hat.
Thankfully, the root canal went well. The shipping containers are now moving on time.
Okay, great.
That's good. So, guys, we're missing Jason, and there's not like a huge crowd in the patron listening
all
right
two
now.
Of our
this is bullshit
fans.
This is bullshit no so I'm gonna go ahead and do a little thumping. First and foremost, this isn't our Patreon. What the hell?
You're gonna do the same thing you
shit?
Do every single week.
That was weird. Probably no, but maybe. Did I shout out Mac the Dragon last time?
No,
Mac.
Well,
the
we
Mac
have page ready
Dragon.
Diluting housekeeping.
Clap above your head. I had to take Jason's thing.
We have a new patron. Their name is Mac the Dragon.
Mac the Magic Dragon.
Hello, Mac the Dragon. How are you? I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. You didn't because you're rude. What do you guys think of that name? Mac the Dragon.
I just went to our email and we have a fucking an email from someone in like straight up like Swedish or something.
Awesome.
Mac the Dragon, real original. Good job, guy.
Good job, guy.
If you guys want to be like Matt the Dragon, you can go to patreon.com/dilutipod or diluti.com and become a member there. You could chuck in something or
don't we have other ones or something?
Nope. That's all we got.
That's all we got.
So I would like to end.
Didn't somebody buy something?
Wait,
somebody bought something on the website. We could read that.
Oh yeah, I gave them the That's right, but I also sent them video.
Oh,
but
sent
we'll
them
do
a
that.
Video?
Well, good for them.
What was it?
Oh, wait, no, there's one left.
Hole?
There's one left. I didn't see it. Well, yeah, we have a couple I'll read out real quick.
Weebachtool.
Was that? Did you speak?
No, that's their name.
The Black Tongue of Mordor? What did you just do to me?
Weebachtool.
Oh, okay.
That's their name.
I'm going to go back a bit. January. Oh, I already did that one. All right, we have Marissa that says, thank you for all you do. We appreciate you. And then we have best friend Raw, really, because it's R-L-L-E-Y. Thanks for keeping me emotionally stable at work and emotionally dubious everywhere else.
Dubious.
Can't stop listening to this silly little podcast. Oh, this silly little podcast.
When you're
yourself.
Done, I want to actually shout out a couple people too. So let me
know. Shit, so much is going on.
Okay. Best friend Riley's also got a podcast that I've listened to a couple episodes. Really good so far. So
cool.
There you go. Go ahead and say something then, Doug. I'm done, I guess.
And then, okay. You didn't even read the remaining one.
The one that I haven't responded to yet. I haven't responded to that one, so I didn't know we were doing that. I would do it now. So we also have from Webeck Thul. Everyone needs to look up You Hit Metal 17 times every day on Instagram. Currently over 300,000 people following the lore and story occurring. Also, I work nights. I prefer the much longer pods, boys. Well, we prefer a much longer you.
Fact,
I'm going to send him that right now. Live on air. You're live on air. See, this is what we do. We record things for people that donate to us and buy things on our Duluthy.com. So I'm going to go ahead and say, hey, Webeck Thul. I like a longer pod. I like a longer you. Hey-o!
Okay.
I'm sure they appreciated that. Anyway, Doug, go ahead.
So we've been really, really bad about checking our email. And we get a lot of emails from you guys, and we don't really, sometimes we don't respond to them. Sometimes we don't acknowledge them, and we apologize for that. We're going to try and be better about that this year. However,
yet another resolution that will go unresolved.
Yeah, I say we're going to try. I didn't say we were going to. We're going to try. But we got a couple kind words from a Kelly and Aaron and an Axel that were just kind of saying, hey, like, thank you guys for what you do. I just wanted to shout them out. I'm not going to say any last names or anything like that, but just know that we see you guys and that you don't go unnoticed, and we appreciate you guys liking our shit.
Thank you.
You don't go unnoticed forever.
Yeah, forever. It's only temporary that we ignore
it's,
you.
It's only when we check our email biannually.
Yeah. We check it quarterly. This is the Q1 checkup.
Yeah, this is, yeah.
Wait for the reports to our shareholders.
Yeah.
keep on keeping on, people.
On that note, I've noticed something, boys.
What is it?
Again, I've said this before, but we're missing a Jason. And there's not a huge amount of people in the Patreon. I got to ask.
In the Discord, you mean?
In the Discord, yes. So I got to ask.
Okay.
Where is everybody?
Nailed it.
Nailed it. Where is everybody?
I don't know, Mike.
You know?
Maybe they're where distracted they? With something, like a social media platform. Like,
you think they're like, what is it, the like, clock app or something?
Yeah the tiki-taki.
Ding dong.
The cock talk?
Ding
or?
Dong. Yeah. What's the name? Ding dong, the app. What's up, my dongles?
What are you doing? I'm just scrolling through Ding Dong.
I'm donging hard.
I'm donging
dude.
Hard, dude.
I'm donging over here. we're covering a little bit of a very, very short and quick Twitter horror story.
You mean TikTok horror story?
TikTok horror story. I'm so used to Twitter. You know,
well,
what I mean?
It is a new platform for us to cover. Yeah, horror on which we don't normally cover.
I'm not even on TikTok, so I especially didn't realize this. But it is a TikTok horror called "Where Is Everybody?"
Where underscore is underscore everybody.
It's where in the world's Carmen Sandiego? While we're on top of it, or Waldo for that matter.
I don't know. I've never seen Waldo in my life. Don't even know what he looks like.
Yeah. Who knows? But I'm kind of glad we stumbled across this. It's very,
it's
cool. I like the concept. Mm-hmm. The concept I've seen before, but I always enjoy it.
Yeah.
I
have also seen this concept, but I think this one actually predates most of those.
Yeah, this is very reminiscent of like Empty World.
Yeah, this one's Where Is Everybody on TikTok? Their first videos in 2019. About October. I don't know, like, I haven't looked into other like stories like this to predate them with this or not, but I mean, there's definitely this kind of trope. I think we've seen it a handful of times mm-hmm. through different platforms, but I think especially on TikTok it works pretty well.
I would agree. Honestly, the story is so quick that it doesn't make sense for us to break down like every single little detail. I think just talking about this thing's existence is the best bet for an episode like this.
Yeah, I mean, I can kind of summarize the whole thing.
Which you've done. You've done it very well.
I have. Should I just read off this, or do you think we should just talk about it as like we go?
I think you can talk about it a little bit here, and then we can dive into a little bit more stuff as you talk about it, like go into parts that we enjoyed.
Okay.
Things like that.
Yeah. All right. So I guess the best way
synopsis, because it's going to take like 10 minutes if that. Not even.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'll just kind of start going through these videos. And as we see something of worth, value. I think we can just kind of discuss on it. Let me actually just pull up his TikTok real quick here. So this guy that we see in the TikTok, his name is Alexander Nielsen.
He's like a New Jerseyan, I think.
Yeah, he lives in
New Jersey. Yeah.
New Jersey. Definitely doesn't have a New Jersey accent, that's for sure.
He ain't fucking, I'm walking here. Hey. Actually, that's more of a New York, but.
Hey, I'm walking here.
Hey, you ever take the turnpike?
Jim,
you ever
Tan's
just drive
laundry.
Down that turnpike?
Yeah. You like these 2010 references to Jersey Shore, everybody?
Hey, I'm from Jersey and I can't turn left legally.
Jim Tan Laundry. Is that a thing that they're still doing?
Jim Tan Laundry, GTL.
I can't turn left.
Legally. Isn't that a thing? Like there's no like.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Okay, so
well, they can't.
There's like certain intersections in Jersey where you're not allowed to like stop and turn left, and they have like these right hand lanes you have to like dive off onto and then make like a big fucking loop and come back around.
That's really stupid.
That seems really, yeah.
It is
really
Jersey,
bad.
I suppose. So, what do you expect?
Hey.
Not much. Hey, they're not turning left here.
I probably just made that up, and like a bunch of East Coasters are going to be like, what the fuck?
Let us know in the comments.
Buddy. Hey, fuck you.
If you're from New Jersey, let us know how wrong
or
right
you
are.
Stop sniffing paint long enough to write
yeah.
in.
If you can stop tanning long enough. All right. Anyway, so, yeah, I'm just going to jump right into it. So, first video. Guy wakes up, no family, no nothing.
Not nothing.
A little concerning. He decides that he's gonna. I'm not gonna say
gone.
next video. yeah, the sun vanished all of a sudden. All right, so he wakes up with no family. He decides that he's gonna travel downtown and check it out. So he makes it to a restaurant, and he notices that there's nobody there either. So goes back home, and now he realizes his power isn't working.
Yeah, and these are all filmed in like a first person perspective. So it's just like a kid that's like holding his cell phone in fucking like portrait mode and just mostly filming his feet.
Yeah, mostly looking at the ground. Yeah.
Very Blair Witch of him.
Yeah. He mentions that something breaks his generator, and he says this very cryptically, like, something or someone broke my generator.
He's like, it made the gas leak out. So this is like a 16-year-old kid. It sounds nothing like this, but
yeah,
I feel like it's better than us going, geez, my generator broke.
That's very much
broke.
Yeah.
Otacon, my generator, it's broken.
Where do the people go?
Where's Psycho Mantis?
Kakarot, where are the people? So yeah, he something breaks his generator that he's been using to power his house, and he's all he's not very concerned about it, to be fair, but the way
he's
he talks,
chill.
There's no inflection. Yeah, very remarkably
he's also
chill
not
about
narrating
it all.
These mostly it's told the story is told in like the text that you can put over videos on TikTok.
Bird Scooter. This episode is brought to you by the Big Red Button Podcast.
Do you know what you'd do in a nuclear apocalypse?
Because we sure as quack don't.
See how our choices get us into trouble and back out again in this actual play podcast.
Big Red Button is for lovers of the Fallout franchise, choose your own adventures, and tabletop role-playing games rolled into one big audio drama.
Our band of stragglers is unraveling a mystery in the wasteland, and we're at the mercy of the roll of the dice.
So grab your Geiger counters, take your rat away, and subscribe to our new show, The Big Red Button.
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly. So then the next, like, this video is kind of where things, like, you start to be like, all right, what's going on? He says he sees something in his house and he just, like, fucking dips. But to be fair, whatever he saw, I could not see.
You can see it. So I had difficulty with it at first, too. But you can see it if you have, like, your brightness turned way up or, like, on the right monitor or something. It's a very faint outline of a, like, human-shaped shape, like, on a black background. It's like a black shape on a black background, and it's very difficult to see, but it is a human shaped thing and you can kind of see it.
That's crazy.
So I will say some of these videos are a little like all over the place. Like we'll be seeing something like that seems kind of like I don't know, like detrimental scary.
He's
scary.
Like, oh shit, there's something in my house. And the next time he's like, well, off he's to like, the
look
at the leaves.
Stay
and,
here, which is the biggest thing to me. The whole okay, I'm sorry, I'm already like doing this, but the
hold on. Like, don't poo poo on it yet. We're almost there. I swear,
I'm not poo pooing on it. No, go ahead.
Okay, go ahead. No. Come on.
It's just not what I was supposed to do.
Dumb.
If
fine.
I woke up and nobody was around and something was like in my house and I could literally do whatever the fuck I want, I wouldn't stay in my house. And that's what this kid chooses to do, but.
I should mention we do know this kid has a gun.
Yeah.
Awesome.
But I'm pretty sure every video that has a gun in it just gets taken down from TikTok.
Yeah, he censors it.
Okay, so he sees something in his house, and then he dips, and he's back in like his downtown area, and for some reason his downtown area has power on, but not where he is. And then he starts filming in the day because a bunch of people are commenting like, "Film in the day, you dipshit." So he starts like knocking on people's doors in this neighborhood and nobody's answering the doors, but he does find a dog in one of the houses and he just like lets the dog out and he's like, "You're my friend now."
And that's never.
And then the dog never comes back.
Brought up again.
Yeah, the dog never gets brought up. And then so he starts confirming that he's seeing these like humanoid creatures.
He almost hits one on the road and then he gets out of
the
car.
I didn't see that either. I didn't see that.
Yeah, I did see that one. It's like standing right in the middle of the road and then he like gets out of the car and then it's not there anymore.
Well, yeah, and the weird thing is like he'll do this where he's driving and then he like gets out of the car because he sees this humanoid creature and he's like, "Hello? Who are you?" And the next video is just him just like, "Tra la 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 la, I'm going through the forest."
Happen.
Like, no, get back to that, homie. Well, there's a figure there.
Well, that's literally what happens. So in this video where he confirms seeing humanoid creatures on the road, the next video is just, he's like, "Oh, I found a deer."
Yeah.
There's a deer still here.
No, I don't care about the wildlife. I'm more interested in this figure.
Like, try to figure this thing out. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a bigger mystery than what this deer is going to eat.
Right.
I'll feed him an apple. Backtrack.
Come back, dear. I don't think it speaks English, so.
One of them.
Get fucked. One of them English-speaking deers?
English-speaking deer.
Okay.
I didn't really have a joke for that.
We got it there, though. Okay. So he sees a deer, and then he drives an hour away to a different town, which is also abandoned. And then he goes to an airport because people are like, "Go to an airport. There's always planes happening."
Okay.
And he's like, "All right." So he's in like the tiniest little like,
he's in like
private airport.
He's in a private full like fucking propeller plane.
Yeah, it's like a tiny like little.
Well, the comments in these pretty quickly devolve into like people being like, "Prove it, bitch," because like. Yeah. He like the
go to New York City.
Basically, the entire TikTok is like him filming these semi-public locations, and like there's nobody around. There's no cars driving on the road or anything. So like it's people being like, "Yeah, well, film like go somewhere where there should be people and prove to us that like shit's abandoned."
Literally the whole time, like every comment on every video is just
a
like
good like. Half of these is just him like, "See, I'm here. Look at this. Mm-hmm. I made it to
there's
this
nobody
location.
Here.
No one's here." Yeah.
The best thing about TikTok though is that you can film for all of 1 to 2 seconds and be like, "See, no one's there. Bye."
Yeah,
and it's like, "Oh, that's a TikTok video."
It's funny because there's one of them. I forget where he goes to.
That's for the analysis section.
Yeah, yeah, right. we'll get there. All right, bud.
Bud.
So on the same kind of path that we're talking about now, he goes to the airport, but then he goes to a school allegedly on a weekday during class, and there's lights on and the doors are locked to the rooms. So there's that.
They thought he was an active shooter.
It's just like in some of the clips, you can just see kids like huddled in a corner.
Oh my god. In this economy, like, yeah, probably.
A camera on, they're like, he's got a gun.
Oh shit! Lock it down.
There's no one here.
Right. All right, so he goes to the school and then he ends up driving to Rhode Island. And I guess we have to take his word because he's on a road. I don't know how else to prove that.
He went to the densely populated state of Rhode Island.
Yeah. And then after Rhode Island, he drives down to Cape Cod, and basically each video, it's just, there's no one there. And, so then he goes to a mall. This is one of the videos that actually I was like a little intrigued about.
That's cool.
He goes to the mall and all of the shops are open. Like the gates aren't down and the lights are on, but there's like legit no one in the mall.
Yeah.
And that one seems like a little hard to do. Yeah.
There are a couple of these that are a little impressive. There's one where he drives down a road that looks like it should be fairly busy for quite a while.
Oh, yeah.
And there's nobody.
Yeah, he drives down a highway, and you're like, eventually a car has to come. But it's like a good, like, I don't know, like 10, 15 second video of just nothing. And it's like, okay, for a highway, that's actually kind of impressive.
There's also one where he drives across a bridge from New Jersey to Denmark or Delaware. And
When it has the shot of like the either. I know which one you're talking about. It's kind of like some of these are actually really good. And you're like, damn, all right. Again, here with all of this happening, we jump to like a really random, like he's just at home now. And he's hearing his mom's voice banging on a window.
That shit was creepy to me.
Creepy. I like that.
It's just like, Alexander. And it's just like, Alexander, let me in. Yeah, Alexander, like, I know you're here. And he's just like, you're not real.
Yeah. He's like,
this motherfucker is not real.
This motherfucker.
But I enjoy that creepy, like the scariest thing to me is like you're alone, you've been alone for weeks, all of a sudden you start hearing someone at your door. That's terrifying to me.
Yeah, especially your mom's voice when you like know like it's not your mom. It's very creepy. And again, jumping around after that, he ends up leaving and going to Long Island.
I think they call it the Long Island, or is it the Coney Island?
I don't know. It's a
the island.
If he went to Coney Island, he'd be in New York. But
there was nothing. So he had to find a longer one.
He needed a longer one. We finally get an update. That's the food that he's like. So he's been going to this like rest or like a kitchen somewhere. Oh. Yeah, grocery store. Thank you. That was the word I was looking for.
Kitchen, a food place.
But the food is starting to rot. At this restaurant or grocery store, we really just see the kitchen in the back. We don't really know, but the food's starting to rot, and he's like, the potatoes smell funny.
And then he goes for the 6-pack of Pepsi Cola or whatever soda pop he grabs.
Yeah. He's like scooping shit off the shelves in this supermarket too.
Yeah,
like
just like straight up, like, you know, what's that fucking show called? Supermarket sweepstakes.
Mr. Beast video
going like. You can take all of this food home if you can fit it in your cart.
In this
All right. So yeah, after that we see him go outside. There's this powder covering the ground. He says it's not frost.
It's kind of like it looked kind of like a white ash.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
a little bit.
But then the next immediate video, they get hit with a snowstorm.
Yeah.
So do with that what you will.
Yeah. Again, it's like. The powder thing is more interesting than the snow. I don't care about snow. Go to the powder. What's this powder? I need to know. Sniff it.
Yeah, there's literally this powder.
It smelled really bad.
Sniff. Oh, see what happens.
Like, snort.
Yeah, give it the old Scarface. Get a pile of it and just
do a little bump. I will say, if he's trying things for the first time, it's not going to go well because he's the only person. So as soon as he finds that bad thing, it's just over.
Start grabbing random berries while you're at it.
Yeah, fuck it.
Right.
Was this hatchet? Anyway, so the snowstorm hits and it shows that he's got no heat or power. He's like making a fire in his house because that's all he can do.
Yeah, so.
It shows him. Then he goes to like walks around to get food and he ducks behind a tree because he's like, I saw a person. I saw something. And he notices that this person like walks by and they're making this weird like dripping noise.
Yeah, I don't know. By. I don't know what that is.
Now, this wasn't, I only watched it a couple times, but the shot was kind of interesting because it does, it literally just looks like a person casually walking down the street, but like it, they're like pitch black. Yeah. It is a little dark, but like you, there's no color to them. Even when it's like dark out, at least if you're wearing like a white shirt or something, you get to pick up a little bit of the white from that shirt.
It's kind of how Matt explained it, like black on black.
Yeah.
Like where you can kind of make an outline of something, even like, so it's like two different blacks almost. Yeah.
But this is like the first like clear shot of whatever these things are, or these people, who knows?
My question is, how does he know it's the same thing?
Yeah, does I don't he know. He should have followed it. Should have followed it. So see what happened.
Well, I guess if you're the only person, wouldn't you want to like make some sort of contact?
I actually put that in my notes. I was like, if you were the only person in this whatever situation that you woke up in, and you saw a person walking through the woods, would you take your chances and be like, "Hey, fuck's going on"?
Honestly, I
would. Bro has a gun.
Life can't get much worse than just being alone forever. So fuck it, cause some trouble, you know.
Yeah, I mean, especially if you have a gun, you can like be like, "Hey, you cool or not?
Hey, buddy, I got this fucking Glock. Like, what do you want to do?"
Hey,
I don't know.
So
I'm shooting here.
He starts talking in the next video. He starts talking to his listeners, and he asks them for help with this like satellite dish tower, cell phone tower that he finds. And he's like, "Oh, I might be able to use this to contact people, but I don't know how to use it. Is anybody going to help
like,
me out?"
He's like, "DM me."
Yeah. And then some, again, completely random, he's back at his house in the next one, and he's like, "Someone said I should try," like he's being haunted by demons. He's like, "Someone said I should try sprinkling salt all around my house to keep the things away."
This upset me so bad.
It went nowhere. Again.
How does this man not know how to use salt lines? Like, he puts like a small line down in front of the door, doesn't even encircle it or anything. He's just like, "Here's some salt. They can't cross that." Bro, there's two huge open areas on the side of it. Like, they're not, it's fine. You're still fucked. It's fine.
Yeah, our resident demonologist, Doug DeVos, is here.
I'm just saying.
Doug Demon here. But and it goes nowhere, unfortunately. Like, we don't really get a resolution if this salt thing worked or not. And
I mean, I think we kind of do, and towards the end, we know that it, we know if it worked or not.
Then you know what? Well, you got me there.
Yeah, just keep going.
Yeah, the next one, he's like, "You know what I'm gonna do after I salted? I'm gonna go to Newark, because Newark, it's a hell of a town." And he gets pretty close to New York City, and he still hasn't found anyone around anywhere. So he ends up making two more updates. One of him running from some creature. Or something, we don't really know because you never see anything. It's just him running, going, "Oh fuck, oh shit!" And he trips over, and he's like, "Oh geez," and he falls over. And then we get another update of him driving down the highway looking for adventure. And
this is the original video you were talking about.
Yeah, and it's during the day when no one is out. And this is the one that we were talking about before, where it's like, "All right, yeah, you are kind of on a what should be a populated highway, and no one is there. That's kind of interesting." So. We're back at his house after all this, and it's just pitch black, and he just puts up this video, and there's the title or whatever that you could type onto the caption.
Yeah, the caption.
There's the caption. It's just like, "There's some shit knocking on my door, on my window, I mean. I'm a little scared. I'm hiding under my bed for this thing to go away." And it's just like this tapping noise against glass, and that's all it is. It's a very quick thing. So he then shows us that the house is around his area. It's the next morning.
This is another thing.
Yeah.
You get a video like this where he's like hiding from some shit, like tapping on the window, and then he's like, "Oh, hey, I'm back outside, y'all."
He's
like,
"I'm cool. Don't worry." But he even, I think, talks
he's like,
about
"I'm
it
alive."
He's like, "I made it through the night. No biggie. I'm from fucking Jersey. We know I hold down our own shit here. I fucking made some desk pops, and the guy ran for his fucking life."
The amount of times we hear this guy say, "I'm still alive," is a lot. Maybe four times. Yeah. Maybe four or five times we hear him say this.
This guy has skirted away from dying so many times for mysterious reasons and has not elaborated on any of them.
I would rather.
But he's going around.
But
yeah, dude, there's like been four dudes in his house now, and he's still like, well, I guess this is a safe place.
I guess I'm gonna keep staying in the same house with no power when I could go down the road and
there's one
and like post up in the supermarket.
Yeah, right.
There's nobody around to kick you out of any place. Just go fucking stay somewhere else.
There's one. It was one of the earlier videos. I think it was one with the mom saying his name or something. He's like, oh, I gotta protect myself. He's like, I gotta fortificate the walls or whatever. And he just closes the door and uses the little like push lock on the doorknob. And he's like, that'll do it.
Yeah. He makes a reference to him just being in his room, setting up camp a couple times.
I think that's the one. Yeah. And he just locks the doorknob lock.
He's like, I set up camp and I turned the lights out, but I still heard them.
But he makes this next video after
go
the thing.
Go to like a fucking Gander
glass.
Outdoors or something. You got your own armory.
Go to a Bass Pro Shop.
The Bass Pro Shop.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's outside during the day and he's like, all my neighbors' houses are decaying away. I don't understand what's going on with that. I don't know why I also just made him a Southern guy, but I think it fits the vibe that I'm going for here. So he notices that these houses are decaying and he's like,
at an alarmingly rapid rate.
Yeah.
This is like 30 like, years of decay in like 6 months.
Yeah. He's like, these houses were fine a couple months ago and now they're like decaying away. And he also makes a note in one of his videos that he doesn't leave the house because the things seem to be multiplying. We don't get any like visual of that. We just kind of have to take his word
Boy,
on it.
Boy, I'd stop staying in that house.
One thing that I do want to mention here is that
they're breeding. I guess I'll just hunker down.
For a while in the beginning of these videos coming out, he's posting like every day, every other day kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But as time goes on, like we're almost towards the end here. The posts are getting a lot more sporadic and like way longer apart,
like months apart.
So when we get some of these videos, it makes a little more sense that if he hasn't posted for like 3 weeks all of a sudden and then post a new video that like maybe we can assume he wasn't going out. Maybe not. I don't really know. Mm-hmm. He does address it at one point, but
he was really locked down in his house and he's like,
he's like, nothing weird happened, so I didn't post anything.
Yeah. So he ends up again mentioning that he doesn't leave his house because these things are multiplying like bunnies. And he notices that there is yet another thing in his house. Again, why the fuck are you still there? Not only are they multiplying, but they're still seeping into your house.
This time it's like two like bright, just like two like glowing eyes. That's like all we see.
That's like the second to last video.
That's the end one. Yeah.
I think that it happens twice, I thought.
No, it only happens the one time. This one is just, he just like mentions it.
Oh, this is the one where he's like, it's in my closet.
Yeah, you're scuffling around in the closet. Yeah, yeah.
All right, my bad.
And he's just like, it's in my closet. And he's like, it's in my closet. Should I leave and make a break for it? Yeah.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you doing?
I would have left a long time ago.
He's like,
and then he hears it. He it's sent like the next day and he's like, I survived. And he's like, my neighbor's car alarm is going off. That's weird. Hasn't done that for weeks. Another warning sign that
here since October.
You should get the fuck out of there, dog. We didn't find out it's his birthday. We share a birthday. That's pretty cool. He does mention that he should be getting his driver's license right now, so I would assume he's 18.
Wow.
16 to 18. I don't know. What age do you get your license? 16?
Yeah, 16.
That's okay. That's what I thought.
Was it? I thought that's when you got your permit.
I thought you got your permit at like 15. Okay.
Huh.
Get off my lawn. That's how I feel right now. Like, when did we get our license?
Yeah. All right. Bet.
I don't know why I went Canadian with that.
Me
but
neither. So he's like, happy birthday. I'm gonna stick a candle in a croissant and that's my cake. And we're like, good for you, man.
My croissant.
So it goes to another video of these things like hiding in the bushes. And he's like, oh, shit. He's like, I see a bunch of them. They're all out there. And he's like driving by.
You literally can't see any of them, though.
There's nothing. We don't see it, but he's like, I see like six of them hiding in them. They're shrubs.
I think this guy's maybe going crazy.
Yeah, maybe. It's the isolation.
The bush thing, that's what I was talking about. You can see the eyes in the bushes.
I didn't see no eyes in a bush.
Yeah, well.
Oh. I'll have to rewatch it.
Two in the hand is
one in
the bush.
Balls.
One in the cellar. One of the balls. So After that, he's digging around in his basement and he discovers an old walkie-talkie. And he's like, I'm going to hit up so many people with this walkie-talkie.
It's I'm going to talk to you so fucking good.
This walkie-talkie is going to be my, my out.
Who gives a shit about the cell phone, which obviously connects to the internet and people because he's asking his viewers for help. So he's in communication with people. But no, he needs a walkie-talkie.
Like, here's my address.
Clearly,
please come to
don't
me.
Live in his reality, though, or something.
Yeah, see, it like, seems like
that. Like, why? Okay, so at any point during this, why, if you can talk to people through your cell phone, what I would have done is be like, hey, somebody meet me like at this exact spot and like go stand at that exact spot and like
at this time.
Yeah, and maybe nobody's going to be there, but like maybe it would like cause some sort of like, I don't know, crossing of
like a temporal rift or something.
It'd be worth a shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We then see that he's tweaking around with the walkie-talkie and he gets a response from someone, but they only speak a couple times. It's like a lady. He's just like, hello, is anyone there? And then she's like, hello, hello. And he's like, I've been alone for months. Like, this whole interaction was goofy because like,
we skipped like, over the fact that he finds like these fucking like telecommunication towers that are hooked up to satellites.
No, we mentioned them before.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
But I guess like I didn't mention that he's hooked up to
like, he's like plugging this walkie-talkie into those though somehow with a coat hanger.
And he's using a coat hanger.
I don't know.
Well, when he does it, he's like, it's not doing anything.
Yeah, but still, he's just like jamming a coat hanger in it.
Yeah, he's
like, why won't it work?
It didn't work.
I've connected the walkie-talkie to the wall of this thing.
What's
like, it's
happening.
I was like,
it's metal. That's metal.
The fuck out of himself.
I shoved this fork in a toaster. Why didn't anything happen? And he keeps playing with the walkie-talkie, and eventually he gets a lady talking to him. And the way he talks to her is not what you... he should have had a plan.
Uh-huh.
Because imagine you're just some lady on a walkie-talkie, and then you just hear a guy, and
you're
like, hello?
Alone for months. Yeah,
like, I've been alone for months.
Help me.
She's just like, what? He's like,
I've been alone for months.
I don't, like, all right, I don't know where anybody is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, my family's gone. I've been alone for months. Okay,
stay
bye.
That way,
the girl's like,
and then he's just like, where are you? And she's like, New Jersey. And he's like, I've been alone for months. And then she doesn't respond because I wouldn't either. This guy, I'm just hanging out on my ham radio. I just hear a guy go, help me, I've been alone for months. My parents are gone. Okay, it's probably because you scream at people like this during your first introductions to them.
Yeah, maybe cool it down.
Or you tell women you've been alone for months and while you're like crying.
I'm an incel. it's just so goofy. It wasn't supposed to come off as goofy.
Open up a Tinder interaction and let me know how that goes. Like that. Hi, I've been alone for months.
Brittany, and you have matched. I've been alone for months.
Help me. Please swipe on me.
So anyway, the lights, it pans to the next couple days, and the lights in his house now actually work. But everywhere else in town where the lights did work, they no longer do. His house is the only one with electricity now, and he's like, well, this fucking sucks. And then you hear in the distance in another video that there are helicopters flying around. It kind of looks like there's like three of them while he's like taking a little walk.
A fucking helicopter.
Is it?
It looked like three of them.
Really?
I don't know. I don't know for
the
sure.
The fucking
but...
shaky cam makes it real easy to tell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's at this point where he hears more shit in his fucking house. And he's just like, oh, no, what do I do? I guess I'll just live here some more. And we pan to a blizzard now that is in the town because it goes from creature in his house and it's like in his fucking house. Like he like is hiding behind the sofa and it's like in his fucking living room. He's like, oh, fuck. And then he like dips out. And the next video, he's just like, oh, we got quite a snowstorm. Jeez. Ah, heck, what am I going to do now? It's just like, no, go back. I need to know how that night went. I need to see that. And then it goes to the next one where now he's back in the town. The lights are back on and the supermarket is like restocked and all the food is back. And he's like, I'm just grabbing food. And the food he takes is the dumbest food you can take if you're ever like, I need to survive. He grabs Jell-O pudding and fucking English muffins.
Mm.
And I think he just grabs like some soda cans. And it's like, no, grab like the protein powder. And some, yeah, grab multivitamins. What the fuck are you doing? You dingus?
Yeah, dangle?
Jesus.
So the next is another night in his house. And surprise, something crazy happens around his house. It looks like something's trying to tamper with his car.
This thing's fucking my car in the tailpipe.
It's having sex with my car. But he's like,
I don't know why this is happening.
It's trying to get with my brown probe. That's an old car.
Or Ford probe.
Yeah, my Ford probe.
Yeah.
And so he's like, it's like fucking with the lock on my car, and it keeps like unlocking and locking. It's like, burp, beep, burp, beep, yeah. Burp, beep. And it's not at all him just in the window with the keys, just like, burp, beep, burp, beep, burp, beep. And then the next video we see is a look into his basement, and he's
this
like,
this video's creepy. Oh.
He's like, shit, there's something in my basement. And it's just two reflective eyes staring at him from the pitch black, and it's terrifying. And he's like, I hope that's a raccoon. And I'm like,
Mom,
fucking looking at it. Get the fuck out of it. Even if it's a raccoon, that's a raccoon in your house. Get out of there. That's not, you don't want raccoons in your house, because a spoiler alert, if you see one set of raccoon eyes, there's 20 more that you just haven't seen.
They're like
so
roaches.
Get the fuck out of there. Yeah, they will overcrowd you. They'll take you over, and then your house became their house because squatter's rights is legal in certain
in raccoon
places. In Raccoon City.
Yeah.
And then the last episode, I say episode, video, whatever you want to call it.
The last talk.
The last talk is a video of him standing on a beach. And this is the last upload. This was uploaded on August 17th. 2021.
What does he say? He like walks up to the water and he's just like,
oh shit,
Jesus. Yeah, he's like, oh shit.
Yeah, and it's nothing really.
That's it. That's the last time they upload.
TikTok
yeah. It's been like 3 years.
Participating in this activity could result in you or other.
That's true.
Yeah.
Water dangerous.
Water dangerous.
Water bad.
So TLDR. World's empty. There's these weird creatures. Man stays in his house. Creatures get in house. Decides to stay in this house anyway. Look, there's food in this supermarket. That's weird. It was never there before. Hey, girl on walkie-talkie.
Hey, a
That's
helicopter.
It. Hey, a helicopter. Hey, more things in my house. Still no people. I guess I'm on a beach now.
Beach.
It's just the beach that turns you old.
The beach that turns you old. There's no way a beach can turn you old.
So... Boys.
Boy.
What did you guys think about this?
Pause. Okay. I got pee.
Okay.
Dang it. Ah, shit, dude. What's this? There's something in my ass. What's this?
it's deep within my ass.
So, Moody.
What's
moody,
in your ass
moody.
Today, Mike?
What's in my ass today?
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, not a whole lot. I'm just not a lot's in my ass. Just a little.
You got
little.
A vacation coming up.
I do, and I'm really happy I got that. I got a couple days where I'm just hanging out. I'm not really doing anything. I am. I'm just chilling. Tomorrow, Lori's off too, so we just get to hang out with the baby. And after that, and then Thursday, I get to just sleep. The Lori goes to work. The baby's going to the grandparents for them to watch her.
Oh yeah.
I'm just gonna fucking sleep, man. Like, I'm talking all day. Like, the other day, on I think Sunday morning, I woke up to take care of the baby because we switch
mm-hmm.
who wakes up and who sleeps in. And so it was
you're
my
switch,
turn to wake up. So I woke up with her. Huh?
What?
Okay. And so I woke up and it's like 6 a.m. and I'm playing with her and doing her thing. And it's like,
don't talk about Lori like that.
You're right. I shouldn't do that. It's like 9 o'clock when Lori wakes up. So then we switch and I sleep until 1:30 and I wake up and I'm fucking exhausted. And I'm like, I could have slept for the rest of the day. And that's exactly what I plan on doing on Thursday.
Perfect.
I do not plan on getting out of bed until they are coming home. And Lori's coming home from work. That is my goal. And I'm going to be very excited for it. I'm skipping lunch. I'm skipping. I don't even care.
Just keep snacks by your nightstand and just roll over and just.
I'm just gonna keep like a feed bag, like I'm a mule, just attached to my face when I wake up. Yeah, I could just chew my oats. hey, Doug, welcome back.
Huh?
Welcome back.
Hey.
Wow.
I saw, dude.
I saw, dude. Do you want a wowie zowie?
Wowie zowie!
You wowied your zowie.
Wowie Bob Zalbert.
You wowied your zowie. Please collect $200.
Do not pass go.
So what exactly do we think of this? What did we like about this whole thing?
So this is...
And tell me what you liked, because we'll get into what we didn't like.
That's what I'm doing! This is a genre we've already covered. This is a genre of videos on TikTok. So like you can go Captain Disillusion actually did a video on this sort of stuff. A lot of people in the ARG community were not happy with the tone that he took.
Upset with him.
Yeah, not happy with the tone that he took in this video. But where he covers like this whole thing, and he also covers like a lot of post-processing effects that you can do to achieve this sort of illusion where, like, it's a place where people should be, but it's not, basically just, like, editing cars and people out of stuff. Obviously, that's not what's going on here. What is pretty obviously going on here is this kid is just, like, being opportunistic about, like, going to places when there's nobody around and filming at angles where, like, he's not getting anybody in the shot. And stuff like that.
Oh, hold on, and Trap. Hold on.
Hold on.
This is supposed to be what you like about it. Not.
I'm fucking getting there, Mike.
I'm fucking getting there.
I'm getting there. That's not a criticism. Always. That's what I like about this. Is that
he's saying
like,
it's good editing?
Yeah. Is that like I like this sort of like creative, more like, down to earth, maybe. I don't know, like it's an amateur way to do this and I like
it's that. Grounded,
like it's like Captain Disillusion shows how these gigantic TikTok channels that have like millions of followers achieve this with like editing and like post-processing and stuff, and this kid basically gets the same effect by just like being creative about it and for the most part achieves a convincing effect. And so I do like that. I like that it's just a kid in a cell phone and he's like creating this whole world. And
yeah, it goes to show what you can create by just being creative.
Right.
And you don't need, like you said, a big budget or anything.
Especially if this kid is actually like, let's say anywhere from 16 to 18 years old.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And kind of like you were saying, like, this is not this kind of topic isn't a mystery to people on TikTok. Like, there's a lot of, again, I'm going to mention Empty World again, just because that's the biggest one, but there's more than just this one in Empty World. There's a couple different where it's just like, where is everybody? Just because that works very well in like short spurts videos. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like that's a real good story to have it when you can just upload small little tidbit, kind of like diary
entries,
you know, and it works very well for that.
I know you, man, I don't know how often you are, but I know you guys probably don't TikTok as much as I do, but there's another guy, I cannot remember his channel name right now, but he goes and does like big named places like this, except he's not like acting like he's like stuck in this world alone. He's just like, look at me, I'm gonna go into the Vatican and like
fuck the Pope.
Basically do all this shit and like, yeah, I'm gonna fuck the Pope. But yeah, no, he just like, he goes into like big, well-known areas.
Is it
but I'm almost positive.
Breviviante, that guy?
No, what?
There's a guy that has 8 million followers on TikTok and his name is Unico Sobreviviante, which I'm sure I'm butchering that super fucking hard, but he like...
No, your Italian is like on point.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the name is. I don't think it is that.
He goes to the Eiffel Tower and shit, and like,
the guy I'm talking about does the same thing. So maybe it is the same guy. But yeah, basically they're like, yeah, this guy he works on film sets.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah. And they're like, yeah, they just like recreate these like film sets and like,
that's cool.
But that's not what I think is happening here. But I think it's fun. I think the idea of like short form horror on TikTok is a great outlet for it. A lot of the things that I like about this are just the unknown. You get a lot of unknown with this. Like there's some things that we can like nitpick here and there and be like, well, why isn't he doing that? Or why isn't he doing this? But like, I mean, all in all, I don't know. I think like when it comes down to stuff, like why is he staying in his own house? Like, you know, I'd probably be most comfortable in my house too. Now, if there's monsters in there, that's a whole fucking different story. But like realistically, I think the like habitual thing to do would be to like stay at home and like work out of your home. But I also like that they like possibly started setting up like, oh, maybe he's in a different universe kind of deal. So there was a lot of things that were working for this, as you know, as far as it abruptly ending goes, I guess.
Yeah. And like you said, I like the ideas that they use here. Another, I think, type of horror idea that I think would work really good on TikTok would be something similar to like what's that one about the haunted doll that was on Twitter? Which one was that again? Haunted
was it a haunted doll? Are you talking about Dear David?
Dear David, yeah, that's the one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think something like Dear David would work pretty well on
I think this is better TikTok than well. Doing it on Twitter. Because I think Twitter
Gregory
honestly 88
would work good on it too.
I think Twitter honestly suffers from being able to post too much text with something like this. Because like with TikTok, you're forced to choose to show something. Like with Twitter, you can post a couple of videos, like the sun vanished, and like set up a world, and then just like fill the rest of it in with text posts, and then it's just basically a shittier way to read a short or like a blog or a short story. And that with this, every time you make a post, you're forced into showing something or people are going to stop paying attention to it. And I think it forces you to be more creative.
I think that's why I choose to be on TikTok over Twitter, is because like Twitter is fine and all, but like, I'd rather see a bunch of people showing me things than like read a bunch of people just bitching about things.
Where are you going to get all your political posts and
I don't anymore. My mom's no longer with us, so all of her political rants on Facebook, I no longer have to see.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I don't know. I enjoyed it too. Like I think you guys nailed everything on the head on what's good on this one. Again, I just the idea of everybody disappearing and it just being you, and then you coming across something at your door is very scary to me. That I think that this concept of its own is, it makes me very unsettled. It's very unsettling.
It's also opportunistic use of your situation, because a lot of this was posted during the pandemic. And so it did start briefly before that started, which is, what a fucking coincidence.
What a break.
Yeah
like, right.
What a happy little accident. But like a few months into this, that happened. And so I'm sure it made it way easier to go into places that should have been busy and just like,
1,000%.
Get that moment.
I don't know about you guys, but we were still working at AT&T when the pandemic hit.
Nobody was there.
I would drive. So if you guys know anything, so I would drive from the suburbs to Orland Park all the time, and there would be like, I shit you not, like two other cars on the road like during the like very early part of the pandemic, because I was still, they were still making me fucking going to work, like nobody on the highways, like nobody. It was weird, and gas was super fucking cheap and it was awesome. But like,
I wonder how much of this as well was I wonder how much of this was also him just just being opportunistic, where like he may not have had a full plot made out, but what if he was like driving during the pandemic and just was like, oh shit, there's no one out here. Record.
Yeah.
All right. Dope. Right. Nah, that's a post. Goes to a gas station to fill up. Oh shit, no one's here. Nobody's here. All right. Post. That's a post right there. Cause yeah, during COVID, like this was the perfect time for him to do all this. And that would explain, I think we were talking about it too. Like he obviously has access to like a supermarket, like potentially before or after hours,
or like maybe
a kitchen of sorts.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, I think he works at like the fucking deli or the kitchen area of like a supermarket. Or
yeah, because we were saying maybe he does catering, and that's why he was like at some of those venues, like with no one there,
yeah,
like
that makes sense.
And the lights, like, lights and music on,
or
something
after the event was over.
Right.
Yeah, that makes sense.
He might also be like maybe like a stalker or something who gets there before stores open up and just stop. I don't fucking know.
Oh, like a shelf stalker.
Like they bring in this.
Like,
yeah.
Wait. Hold
oh,
on.
Yeah. Stock with a no L.
I thought you were like, oh, he's stalking people, so he's using these opportunities where nobody's around.
I brought up my Jersey accent. Stalking.
Stalking.
And not stalk. Stalking. Yeah. Okay.
So what didn't we like about it? Go ahead, Moot. You've been biting at the cuff here.
No.
So.
I really don't have
chomping
that many.
Chomping at the bit.
I really don't have that many things. And like, it's hard to, we've been in the same situation several times. It's hard to be real critical of it, considering it's probably just some like teenage kid who, and so like for that, it's pretty good. A couple of things is like, there are aspects of the story that don't make a lot of sense. Like, why would you stay in your house if this stuff is happening when you have the whole world like available to you? Why would you stay in that? Like, there's even a video where he's like, it's very cold. There's no heat. I'm going to freeze to death, basically, in his house. So, like, why wouldn't you just, like, go to one of the buildings that does have electricity and just, like, hang out there instead? There's some stuff like that where, like, the things that the protagonist does don't make any sense. I personally wouldn't even... Like, this is probably getting into another discussion, but like, if this happened to me, I would be like driving coast to coast, buddy. I'd be I'd be out there
I'd be
exploring
putting on some
an
candy
empty world.
Heart, I'm
yeah,
100%.
I'd be doing like personal records, like fucking, what do you call it when you race from one side of the country to the other? cannonball run.
The gumball rally. Oh, yeah.
I'd be doing cannonball runs. Radio. Like, that'd be a fucking blast. So I would not be doing what this kid's doing. He's like, I stayed home today. But
I would have gone to the like closest like luxury dealership and I would have fucking yoinked one of those cars.
You gotta get 100%. A sensible Volvo.
Consequences be damned. But
consequences?
Be damned. Like, I think he does a pretty good job of like the attention to detail in making sure nobody creeps into the shots. But there are some things that do become pretty apparent, and I think maybe they're not as noticeable when you're on a phone. Like, if he was just doing this on his phone, they probably wouldn't have been noticeable. With like headphones on, there's certain parts where he's like, I'm on an empty road, there's nobody driving around,
you
and
cars.
you can very clearly hear cars in the background, very clearly. There's one where he's in the kitchen too, and you can hear somebody like open and close a door and say something in the background, and
yes and it cuts away like super quick.
Yeah, because he was like, fucking, like, into the video.
There's that one where he's like, because that was one of the ones where he's like, he stopped on like the side of the highway or something. He's like, no one's here, and you hear the cars just like in the background.
Like, there's one
he puts
like,
in the comments,
this, like full on highway noise. It's like,
he puts in the comments or something. He's like, oh, my phone's making such a strange noise, and it's like, don't fuck with me.
I think he catches on to this in the mall video because the audio in the mall video is very clearly overdubbed.
Yeah,
like it doesn't. I'm sure that mall was loud as fuck. And like you could hear people talking and stuff, and so like the audio on that video is like real muffled, and there's like footsteps that don't match his footsteps. So I think, I think that's what he was trying to achieve with that one. So like that kind of stuff is my nitpick, I guess.
Yeah, I feel you on that because like my nitpicks are like really few and far between on like as far as like none of it makes it a bad series by any means. I think the restock of the food in the town is like the only thing that made me feel like, this got a little lazy. Like, I don't know what that's about.
Personally, I'm okay with that because I think that so that goes with mine. So I'll let you finish, but
I'm gonna let you finish.
Yeah, I just, the only reason I say it feels a little lazy is because like, all right, like we don't have a clear direction on like, is it a different universe? Are things just zapping into this universe out of nowhere? So we don't know how this thing, like how these things are happening. But like, to me, when I see that, I'm like, all right, like, how are you going to like, I don't know, how are you going to like cover this one?
See,
up?
I was okay with that a little because it reminded me of the SCP, was it 3038 or whatever, the IKEA, where the Swedish meatballs just magically replenish. So I was like, oh, that's funny. That reminds me of that. So I was okay with that.
All right.
My whole thing I didn't like about it was, I feel like he tried, right in the beginning anyway, tried to bring too many weird things in and didn't go anywhere with him. He was like, oh, look, for some reason, all the grass is just iced over. And look, there's this weird powder here. I don't know what this is. Oh, all the food keeps replenishing. Why is the power on with here but not over there? Why are these buildings decaying? And it's like, you're gathering all this. Yeah, you're gathering all this cool, all these cool ideas, which are very fun, but you're not doing anything with them. They're just one-off videos, and you need to explore that a bit more. That is my one takeaway. If you're going to bring in some weird other world shit, you got to keep elaborating on it, because honestly, I don't think anyone else cares about anything else.
Yeah.
You kept bringing these creatures back. Why didn't you do that with anything else?
Well,
whenever these creatures come around, this weird white powder comes on. That's weird. Then you find out that they leave the powder. So you can track the powder back to where these creatures are coming from. Surprise, I found a creature den. Whoa. It's also icy. There's ice all over the grass where their den is. So that marks where their dens are.
Or the powder
is ash. I just made your fucking story for you, buddy.
Powder is ashes because they're taking people's bodies and throwing them in like a giant furnace and burning them.
I thought you were going to say because of the Thanos snap.
The Thanos snap. Yeah, but I don't know. There's plenty of things that you had here to work with, and I feel like you should just
There were some opportunities that weren't taken for sure.
Yeah.
Well, that's a very, very good way to describe. Maybe that's why they just stopped.
Yeah.
Because they were like, well, I don't know what I'm doing with this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because they like the whole nothing. There's like the first inkling of like what I guess I would call some sort of plot progression. Evolution. Starts happening, and then the series stops.
Is that with the walkie-talkie?
Yeah, I mean, they're like, they're introducing this whole element to, like, you know, we've been following, we're just like, you're kind of watching this channel grow, but you're just kind of waiting for updates.
Right.
And that's what, like, three-fourths of it is, and then finally we get this, like, walkie-talkie situation, and then he's like, ah, I'm done.
I've been alone for months!
I've been alone for months!
We're done with this.
I also would have really liked if he had explained why he thought the walkie-talkie was his salvation. Like, he's very clearly got a cell phone, and I think that's not addressed well
I don't think he thought about that.
Yeah.
I think he completely forgot the fact that his character is talking to the listeners and the viewers of his content. I think that just went right over their head.
Well, how exactly did TSV address that whole situation?
TSV, well, there are other people in that world that they didn't disappear me by themselves.
Well, no, I know, but like there's sort of people in this world too.
So they explained it where he's like able to communicate with these people in this other dimension, which is our dimension, I believe. But they got sucked into like a different dimension, because there's a video in TSV where it shows the main character like running from these creatures and they fall and they go tumbling around, and then all of a sudden it's like daytime again, the sun's
right,
meaning that they hopped into a different dimension again.
The sun didn't vanish.
Yeah. So I believe they kind of describe it away as I could communicate with this other dimension, but I can't like physically touch them or anything.
Yeah.
Only the other people that are here stuck with me.
Even that would be like a plot point to explore too, though. Like like I said, like find somebody to like meet up with you, like make up another person and be like, try to see if you can like go find a pole and stand by like a light pole and stand by the same pole. And a cool video would be like, you know that you're both standing at this pole at the same time, but you can't see each other.
Right.
But if one of you knocks on the pole, the other one can hear it, but you can't interact with each other. Like something like that.
Yeah, like they're on the
really
walkie-talkie.
Cool.
He's like, give me a sign that you're here. Knock on the pole, and you just hear
ding.
Her. Okay, I'll knock now. Ding, ding.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. That'd be really interesting. And they got to figure out how to get to, how to dimension hop or something.
I guess we got to start like a TikTok horror.
Yeah, right. That'd be really cool and interesting. Yeah. What do you guys think is happening here? What do you think is the plot point? Like, what do you think these creature things are, for one?
There's a lot happening here,
like,
but I don't know what really is happening here.
I don't think we get enough information to say if these creatures are like aliens, if they're in a different dimension, if they're like supernatural beings.
I think it's
well, we have like
the thing that would make the most sense to me would be like if they're in he's in some sort of purgatory, and these things are things that were humans at one point, and they've been in purgatory for so long that they've just like completely lost their identities, and they've just like become these like roaming like spirits that have no humanity left. Something like that would make
the
most
sense.
That's
a cool idea.
Ooh, what if he's dead? Like, do you think he's dead? And like, he's in the process of turning into one of these like purgatory beasts?
Isn't that isn't that a fucking Silent Hill plot where he's communicating with someone outside of like purgatory, but it turns out it's they're also in purgatory or something, but they're all going kind of crazy. Isn't that like Shattered?
Oh, I haven't played Shattered Memories.
Shattered Memories. I think that's like the plot to that one.
I'm not actually sure, to be honest with you. I don't know. So when I first started going through it, I was getting Skinwalker vibes, yeah. Like straight up.
Oh yeah, especially with the mom.
Yeah, but they very quickly made me not be sure, like if that's what's going on, because then they were like, "Oh yeah, like there's a beast. It's got glowy eyes, and it's in my basement, and it's in the bushes."
Now it's snow.
And it's like, all right, so. I don't know. There's like, I think there's definitely like a different dimension vibe to it. And there's definitely some sort of like supernatural creature vibe to it. But like that, there's nothing in this tells us what's happening. Like there's no concrete way to know what's going on here.
Yeah. I think it was just a series of disjoint ideas glued together by this concept.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's fine.
I agree.
I mean,
yeah. Yeah,
it entertained like 500, like half a million people. So,
yeah, I mean, yeah, I enjoyed it. I didn't. I thought it was fun. It was a quick. It took me all of like 15 minutes to get through everything.
Right,
that's what's great. You don't have to explore a lot of lore or plot here.
I don't have it's to. Just, yeah, I don't have to look into hexadecimal who's a what's it formulas. It's just here's a 7-second video, well, like it's a Vine.
Well, yeah, that's how you know it's that's how you know you're working with something good. It may not be like fucking Emmy award winning cinematography by any means, but you've got an easy 10 to 30 second TikTok video, multiplied by fucking like 50, and you've got a whole story. Yeah. And it's super quick. It's super easy to digest. There's no going back and forth between medias. It's,
my favorite thing about this series is they knew when to quit. And too many things don't know when to quit.
Yeah.
And
it's been a while since we've had a story like this just up and stop in the middle of the story too, and that's kind of refreshing.
Part of me really hopes that the guy posts on TikTok one last time. He's just like, "Hey, yeah, I didn't know what to fucking do with this. So it's done.
It is what it is.
I don't know what to do. It is what it is. I had fun. Bye." I want him to just be like, I ran out of ideas, but liked it. Well, maybe we'll explore more TikTok horrors down the line. Yeah,
maybe. There are some big ones out there, I think.
Yeah. I mean, while we're at it, like, we haven't covered a TikTok horror before, but it makes me definitely want to like cover more. What do you guys think about like TikTok horror? Like, why does it work? And like, why doesn't it work? I guess.
I think I covered why it worked before. I think depending on the story, like this one, for example, I think it works well because it acts like a physical diary entry or like a visual diary entry. Where in like a diary, it's like, oh, today this happened, and then it goes the next day. It's like, oh, Charles got the chlamydia again. It's just like, it's diary. No one just talks about like the nothingness of a day in a diary. Everyone always writes in a diary when something happens.
Right.
And I feel like TikTok horror does that. It acts, again, as a visual diary entry. And I think that works very well. If you were to take this and try to put it into like an hour and a half long like movie or even like YouTube series, wouldn't work. It would fall on its ass. But the fact that it's short, the videos are short, and they only upload when something of importance happens for the most part. All you need.
Because it is so short, you can kind of make something seem bigger than it actually is. Like, because like you leave it up to the viewer's imagination to fill in the gaps between the videos, right?
Yeah, I mean, shit, this whole thing is like 7 minutes long. We've been talking about it for an hour now.
Right.
Like,
and we just kind of made up the rest to go around it. So like that kind of works.
And that's actually literally what I wrote in my notes was simple yet effective. Mm-hmm. And that's literally what it is.
Yeah.
I would agree. Take that Quibi in your 50 States of Horror or whatever it was that you had.
One thing though. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say the one thing that I think doesn't work very well about TikTok horror that like is constantly an issue, and Captain Disillusion actually says that, like addresses this or mentions it in the video that he made about these kind of things, is like it is the cell phone issue, right? Like, there's only so much you can do where you can explain away the fact that the protagonist has a cell phone with a working connection.
Yeah.
Like,
And especially when they talk to the viewers.
Right.
Yeah. 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 And that sucks because that's just like the day and age we live in now.
Yeah.
Like you can't, you have to almost go into it thinking you're watching it from their eyeballs and not their phone.
Yeah. Like,
you know, it's
like,
their phone.
Right.
Yeah. I think it was, we covered one before. It was TSV or Gregory 88, something like that, where they're like, I'm posting this. I have no idea if anyone sees it, but it allowed me to post on the internet. So I'm doing it, hoping that someone can.
Yeah.
I think it was TSV that did that until they were able to start responding to people. But it, one of them was like, I don't know if anyone's seeing this, but I got internet, so I'm gonna try it. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Because I think in one of them, they even mentioned like, oh yeah, Twitter looks different for me. There's no one on here, but it's showing that it posts. I see replies. I just can't do anything with it, but here we are.
Mm. Yeah, so. There's probably creative ways around it, but it is a little bit of a limit, I think.
Yeah. You know where there's no limits? To the patronage you can give us over at diluted.com.
Hold on. I have one last thing to say.
Fine.
I gave you a better bird's career to work with than that, Mike, so I'm going to let you think about that while Doug's talking.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, I forgot what you said.
Okay. Talk to him.
Nailed it. So the only thing that I think about TikTok horror that doesn't work, and this is less or more of like horror not working on TikTok, but it's the fact that TikTok is so big now that anyone can make a thing. So like, if you think we're sifting through the bullshit now, like if we had a list of all of the like TikTok horror stories out there, think like just imagine the amount of bullshit we have to sift through. Oh, yeah. In this media.
100%.
Because we're already, and if you haven't noticed, we're already kind of sick of analog horror to a degree where we're like, someone needs to like change it up a bit, you know,
freshen it up.
And I think we really need that to happen on TikTok if we're going to get and do more of these kind of topics, I guess, is what I'm trying to say here. Again, not saying that it doesn't work on Twitter or on fucking TikTok, but it's a big outlet with a lot of people on it. Mm-hmm. So any Joe Schmo can just be like, it's my ARG, look at my butthole. And we're like, all right, cool.
Butthole.
My
BRG. Matt.
Mm.
What was the bird's career?
Speaking of knowing when to quit.
Hey!
Speaking of knowing when to quit. We should quit while we're here.
While we're ahead.
Diluti.com or patreon.com/dilutipod. You can donate. You can become members there. You can get merch on our website, and you can get exclusive merch and become a member. Also, discounts on the merch, so that's pretty fun. You can go to YouTube and look us up everywhere. Just look up Don't Look Under the Internet or Diluti Pod or Diluti on YouTube. You'll find us. Our tag on there is also youtube.com/@DilutiPod, because I still have the ad on there. It's really stupid. You can find us on all of our socials. Just look up Don't Look Under the Internet or Diluti Pod everywhere, especially Twitter. That's where we hang out the mostest. Instagram, Facebook, all that good stuff. You can go to buymeacoffee.com/DilutiPod. You could buy us a coffee, but let's be real, it's going to be for booze. You can do other things for us. You can go to our Gmail that we'll check every quarter. We are DilutiPod@gmail.com. You can also go to our Google phone number. It is 630-909-9366. You can send us a text. We'll respond. Or you can leave us a voicemail and we'll play it on the show, almost like the one that might be on here if we have one available. I don't remember if we have any more, but
I think we should, but I'm not positive.
We'll be here if we do. So that's cool. And then that's all I got. Hey, viewers, do you want a mint? Just kidding. It's teeth. They're human teeth. I have those. Don't at me, FBI. And Doug, do you have anything you want to say, people?
Yeah. So obviously not tonight, but probably our next episode, we're gonna have a pretty fun announcement.
Big announcement. Huge announcement. The biggest announcement you've ever seen.
And if it's not on the episode, you'll just start. It's gonna just be in your fucking face all the time. Yep. On our social medias. We're just gonna post the shit about it. But yeah. Now's the time to join our Discord. I will say that.
Yeah. I agree. We're going to have sex.
Yeah. We're going to do it live.
Hot, steamy sex live on live on what's a streaming site
Twitch.
That failed? That failed.
Oh,
what was failed. Microsoft's?
Yeah, Microsoft's. What was that?
Oh, fuck.
What was it? No, it was, what was it? Google Plus?
They signed Ninja to it. On Google Plus, we're going to go to Google Plus. We're going to go to Bebo.com and have sex on Bebo. Zanga.com.
Mixer.
Catch us on RuneScape.
Mixer. Catch us on That's Mixer. Yeah, there we go.
Add us on Neopets. I think they're having a revival or something.
Gaia Online. Go, go, go. Moot, what do you got to say to the people?
Mm-bop.
Wow, mm-bop. Best words. Bop. Can't think of anything
yep.
better. Bop. We're going to go to ebalmsworld.com, see if that's still around. Yeah.
It is.
In Newgrounds.
Go to albinoblacksheep.com.
Yeah. There you go.
Tell me if that's still around, because I don't know.
Well, on that note.
SpongeBob.
What are you drinking? What are you thinking?
Oh, we didn't do that this
time. You didn't.
Okay, real quick, right before we end it. What are you drinking? What are you thinking? There's a bottle here, and it's empty.
Yeah.
I got a bottle of Rebel. Small batch reserve. And Doug's drinking fucking Pirate's Ale over here.
I have mead. It's
straight up Captain Jack Sparrow's bottle of mead.
Trojniak Tribunalski.
That's a pirate if I've ever heard one.
Polish flavored mead, honey apple, elderberry wine. It is delicious.
Hmm. Moot, are you on anything tonight?
I got a liquid death and a headache.
Dinner of Kings.
Yeah. Liquid Death. I had my first Liquid Death the other day, the lime one. Very good. I like the lime one.
Was it a sparkling water one?
That was a mineral. So or no, it was sparkling. Mineral.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. It was good. I enjoyed it. Tasted like a flat Sprite.
I like the teas better.
I found out this weekend that I still can't drink. I tried
oh,
to.
Poor buddy.
Felt miserable the next day.
Did you get enough water in?
Probably not.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, well, goodbye, everybody. We're going to deal with Matt's tummy.
Mm-hmm.
So we love you all equally, and praise be to yours truly. Think with your head and use your heart for everything else. Captain Disillusion.
Hi, this is Habit. I've been listening to your podcast for probably like a year and a half now. And I just wanted to let you know that I really enjoy the content you make. And I like listening to it. Still waiting for the Slenderman episode, but, you know, just keep it up. I'm excited for all the content you make this year.
Don't look under the internet.